Hey guys, it's Portia. Who that Chandler out of Houston, Texas. And I was having some masterminds today, and I know that it's not Monday, and that's usually when I typically try to mastermind with clients. And then after that, then, you know, of course, we mastermind with the big team and figure out how we can make our clients' plans, dreams, and goals, you know, come to pass. And really, I like to call that actionable acts, because a lot of times we have like the roadmap, like we have a vision or we know what we want to do. We just don't know the steps to get there. And you know, people pay a lot of money for you to point them in the right direction. And if you don't believe me, think about the last time you wanted to go somewhere, like knowing where you want to go. Like this summer, we're planning a trip to Hollywood because my daughter wants to be a star. So we want her to kind of see, you know, where the stars hang out. And right now we actually know absolutely for sure where we want to go. But knowing where you want to go doesn't get you there. And so having someone, you know, such as myself as a business analyst to, you know, put together a plan that has actionable acts, implementable acts, breaking it down into bite-sized pieces to make it comfortable for your knowledge set or awareness to understand, how do I do this? Where do I go? Do I make a left? Do I make a right? How long do I stay on this road? You know, how fast do I go right here? What's going to be the time spent? How long is it going to take me to get there? How many times am I going to have to fill up? How much gas am I going to need? How much money am I going to need? You know, how much food am I going to have to eat? All those questions come up. And then you stop and you're like kind of frustrated, exhausted, because you're saying, well, I thought I knew a lot because I knew where I wanted to go. But you just didn't really consider all of what it was going to take to get there. And that's kind of how life is. And during the masterminds today, you know, a wonderful idea popped up and came into fruition. And it was like, you know, doing a nightly recap, like, you know, taking a few minutes at the end of your day or, you know, in the evening and just kind of going over in your mind, but verbally, you know, all of the experiences you had and just taking the time to kind of internalize them, see what you learned from them, you know, see what you could have done better. In our office, we do something that's called what went right and what went wrong. And, you know, it's not something that after a major project we do it. We actually do it every day. You know, what could we have done better today? What do we feel, you know, was most productive and most successful? Because sometimes I think just acknowledging your faults and flaws or weaknesses really quickly enough to make a decision of how to do it better. Not waiting 3 or 4 months to perfect something, but, you know, putting it off just for that day, you know, really. Realizing that if this didn't work, then let's not duplicate this same response tomorrow. So, in closing, I just wanted to talk about and recap. As you heard, King just mess up my entire podcast with vacation for daddy. I don't even know if I can say that again like that. Implementable acts. How do you get there? You know where you're going.